The corridor study is a crash reduction strategy or study that we decided to do on East Hillsborough Avenue because it showed as one of the highest crash corridors in our county. There's several others, but that one really showed up as being a high crash corridor for cars, people, cyclists. So our study is from about 275 out to 50th Street. And that is, you know, the segments that we're studying, and we're going to look at different ways of making it safer.
Do you have any statistics? Why is this necessary? What types of accidents are we seeing there?
All over our county. And our county leads, sometimes we lead Florida. Florida always leads the nation when it comes to crashes, high crashes, bicycles, pedestrians, and autos. So we've kind of narrowed it down to the worst locations. And we have this data. We can see where the crashes are. There's been some fatalities, and that really does, unfortunately, that does seem to get a lot of people's attention at that point to say that we need to do something on these roads.
So what sorts of things need to be done to make this stretch of Hillsborough Avenue safer? The Hillsborough County Commission has agreed to start talking about some possible transit options, which could include bike and pedestrian pathways. What sorts of things like that could help this out?
There's a lot of things that could be done on this road. First of all, when you think about bicyclists, there are no striped bike lanes. So a cyclist, although they're allowed to share the road, are not going to feel comfortable probably riding in the roadway with the motorist and the trucks and everybody, although that is the best place for them to be. So we need striped bike lanes. But the crossing of the roadway is the most difficult part, especially for pedestrians and autos too when they make a turn. So we haven't analyzed the types of crashes that have been happening and have come up with some solutions. I mean, the study will actually tell us better the best ways. We can planners tend to come up with some really grandiose ideas, and sometimes they're really neat. And if they're implemented or built, they can do some cool things like taking a lane away and making on-street parking, or putting in even landscaping slows people down. So if we can slow traffic down, if we can do some intersection improvements that make it easier for people to turn safely, cross safely, that we have a lot of ideas that we like to see.
What about the flashing pedestrian walkways that go across traffic in between intersections? Anything like that planning going on?
We call those mid-block crossing because they're between intersections. But most of the time, especially if we're talking about pedestrians, who's going to want to walk a half a mile down to their signalized intersection to walk back to the point that was right across from where they were at the time? So they cross mid-block, is what we call it. And mid-block crossings can be done and done well and safely by, a person would actuate that light and they could cross then at when it starts to flash. And I think those will work well. You mentioned something about transit, and I think if we can get more people out of their cars and using alternative modes of transportation, that will definitely reduce crashes. Not that we have to get people out of the roads. I want them to be safe there too, but we have to give alternatives and options to people who don't have a car or don't want to drive.
I've heard some people say that in order to further multimodal transit options, you have to make urban areas especially less friendly to vehicular traffic. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great idea. I kind of like that. It's radical, and if it forces people to make a different decision if they're going to be stuck in traffic. So in other words, you're right. I guess if it's congested, level of service F on a roadway, then people might start going, well, I really don't want to be in this traffic anymore. Let me carpool. Let me get in a bus. Give me another option. So I kind of like that. I think it's a total change in behavior that we're not necessarily ready for here. But I think we are ready for it. But I think it'll be difficult.
Will it happen?
I think it'll happen. I think we have to. If we want to be a great city that people want to come to and work in and live in, and I think it is a great city, we have to offer those alternatives like mass transit, which means rail, and better bus service.